Now that we're halfway through the season, are you curious what's going on with the haunts in SoCal? Well, I was. So on today's show, we're bringing back the Haunt Line to give us an update. From the Haunted Attraction Network, I'm Philip. Today is Friday, and this is your Halloween news briefing. Before we get to the interview, let's bring on Daryl with the news.
The safest way to get scared in Washington State is Stalker Farms. Latest article from Q13 Fox News mentions that Keith Stalker from Stalker Farms and their pumpkin patch are doing their haunted farm again from Friday, Saturday, and Sunday throughout October. Tickets are advance only. It's been a fan favorite for nearly two decades. However, knowing they would not be able to have their normal haunted attraction due to the pandemic, Stalker says they had to get creative. We thought long and hard about it. We came up with a way to execute that, and we are only drive-through haunted attraction in the state of Washington. This year, friends and families can load into their car and drive through several spooky scenes intended to scare you, while giving you a peace of mind over COVID-19 concern. You can drive through the entire haunted attraction without getting out of your car, Stalker says. That helps keep both customers and employees safe. The Aloha State is also having its very first drive-through haunted house. It kicked off at the Aloha Stadium last week. Themed Dead End The Asylum, it's a roughly 25-minute attraction that features killer clowns, monsters, and evil doctors all surrounding your car. Jeff Nash, the executive director of the Habilitat Hawaii group, says, basically, you drive your car up, then stop and turn your car off. The sound effects are broadcast over an FM transmitter, so you can keep the windows up. It's completely safe. We don't really want people getting out of their cars. However, if somebody has an emergency and has to go use one of the porta potties, we do have masks, we do have sanitation, and everything that's needed to keep them safe. Habilitat was forced to cancel its annual luau due to the pandemic, so they've decided to host this haunted drive-through instead. The spooky spectacle features 50 actors through 6 different scenes. For more information and tickets, head over to oahuhauntedhouse.com. Now, I know we're all tired of pumpkins rotting after the season is done, but Jack Pine has a solution. This Laurelville, Ohio artisan has put a new spin on traditional pumpkin patch by creating his own. After the annual Circleville Pumpkin Show was canceled due to COVID-19, Pine decided to create Jack Pine's glass pumpkin patch, a literal outdoor art display featuring hundreds of hand-blown glass pumpkins. From 10 to 7 daily between October 22nd and 25th, visitors can view these vibrant artworks nestled in Pine's several-acre outdoor studio space. He says, we wanted to create something new and fun and artistic. Hundreds and hundreds of unique hand-blown glass pumpkins of every color and size will be spread across the field in front of our studio as a way to celebrate the changing colors of the great outdoors. It'll be a sight to see. Due to COVID-19, there will only be 75 people allowed in at a time. Tickets are $5 and good for a 2-hour time slot. That $5 will go towards any purchase in the glass shop if you actually do buy something. And he's also created a special pumpkin of the year from gleaming black glass with hints of shimmery silver, representing the silver lining of hope within the darkness of 2020. Guests can also watch glass blowing demos or shop from 10 craftspeople who will set up their wares on site, including stoneware, pottery, metal sculpture, stained glass, and more. You can book your time slot at glasspumpkinfestival.com. Drag superstar Nina West is continuing her reign as the Queen of Halloween with the first ever digital production of Heels of Horror. For the past 12 years, Nina West has written, produced, and performed a Halloween variety show live in her hometown of Columbus, Ohio. Fans would come from all over the U.S. to see the show, selling out tickets in a matter of hours and raising over $1 million for LGBTQ+ charities. In 2020, due to the pandemic and need for social distancing, Nina and her producing partner, Patricia Taylor, searched for ways to bring Heels of Horror to the stage safely and with the highest quality possible. A regular live show would not allow for large numbers of people to attend, and for the safety of the performers and fans would be at its best, so they decided to move to an on-demand live performance. Now, this opens the door, though, for a whole new worldwide audience to see Nina and her spooky friends have been up to. The entirely new show is split into 3 episodes, each featuring a different Halloween theme. They will be streamed exclusively via ticketed event on Vimeo and will feature some of Columbus's finest performers, as well as the talents of Sidney James Harcourt, who is an original cast member of Hamilton on Broadway, and Columbia favorite James Dean, and surprise cameos in the world of stage and screen. Also joining in the spectacular 3-episode events is Greta Goodbottom and the Skeleton Crew, a 9-piece band that'll accompany Nina and friends on a cadaverous musical journey. Choreography by Lady Mercury and feature Kristen Gregory, this show is sure to leave you in stitches. The show is sponsored by the generous support of presenting sponsor Equitas Health. Equitas is a regional nonprofit health system serving healthcare needs of the LGBTQ+ in 13 cities in the Midwest. Throughout the run, Nina will be asking for donations to Equitas Health to continue its mission. Production is also supported by the Columbus-based national companies White Castle and Big Lots. For more details, follow the link in our show notes. Speaking of music and Broadway, Broadway is coming together for the virtual Nightmare Before Christmas Halloween benefit concert. That way that This Is Halloween fans can rejoice. That song, along with all the other tunes from the popular Disney film The Nightmare Before Christmas, will be performed by some of Broadway's biggest stars in a benefit concert streaming on Vimeo on Halloween night. Organized by Tony winner James Monroe Inglehart in cooperation with filmmaker Tim Burton, composer Danny Elfman, and the Disney Music Group, The Nightmare Before Christmas Halloween benefit concert will feature the spooktacular talents of the Unbreakable Kimmy Schmidt actor Rafael Casal. Proceeds from the one-night-only event will go to the Lymphoma Research Foundation and the Actors Fund. Tickets will cost $4.99, and the stream will begin in the Actors Fund Vimeo channel on Saturday, October 31st at 7 p.m. Eastern.
All right. Thank you, Daryl. You know, I just love listening to Daryl read the news. It's amazing. Let's get to our interview with The Haunt Line to see what's going on in SoCal. John, tell us what's going on in SoCal this week.
We got some exciting stuff. We got new details released about the Stranger Things drive-into experience. I was super excited for this. I didn't know anything about it, but now we got all the details we can get for the time being. First of all, it's going to be a 60-minute show. We have 1 hour with live actors. Guests are going to be driving from scene to scene. Their space occupies 400,000 square feet.
What?
So it is a huge lot. I'm so stoked. The Duffer Brothers are involved. They're involved in like the story. Of course, they created the show. And series composers Kyle Dixon and Michael Stein are also involved. So that's really cool to have like the actual people behind the show be involved in this live experience. I mean, I'm so stoked. There's also a character creation portal that guests can sign into. For like extra immersion. It's called the Hawkins High School Reunion is how they're marketing it. So you're going to be able to do that. And it opens on the 28th of this month, and it is currently running until February 2021. They will probably add more dates because they've been adding them as the weeks have been going on, but super, super stoked for this. Also in SoCal, a bunch of home haunts have opened up. We visited a couple this past weekend. We're going to have a video coming out about them soon, but we visited the Hull House in Buena Park, which is gorgeous, truly gorgeous. I mean, the tech behind it, all the tech is hidden. They created a fun little soundscape. There's a graveyard, beautiful, beautiful. We also went to 1870 Haunted Manor in Placentia, which 20-foot facade, huge. They've got a fun photo op with performers out front too. We went to the Hellser Purge in Rancho Cucamonga. That thing's a whole party, man. They got music, dubstep going, clips from the movie. Really fun. Beautiful facade as well. Amazing work. And there's also the Gray Phantom in Norwalk, which is basically a whole ass ship in front of a house that looks incredible. That one we're going to visit this weekend. So lots of, I mean, this is only four that I visited personally. There's so many on the list. They're like on the SoCal haunt list. Check that out and go support these home haunts. They are truly something else, man. You have to see them in person. Seeing them on photo or video does not do them justice. And then also I just got wind of a new drive-through that's going to open up on October 26th, and it's running through November 30th in Norco. It's called Fright Farms. They also have, it's a drive-through haunt, but they've got two separate experiences. They have the Fright Farm portion, which you drive through the city of Hilldale, which has been experiencing lots of strange events. And then there's also the Not So Spooky Farm, which is a kid's trail with candy, and it's got its own fun little story too. So tickets are on sale for that now, and I'm hoping to go check it out opening weekend. So it opens October 26th. And then finally, we went out to Del Mar. We went to the drive-through Scream Zone Roadkill. And let me tell you, they did a great job with the whole drive-through haunt experience. We had a blast. There was lots of scares, lots of the classic jump scares. It was 20 minutes long. Great operations. Getting in and out was super easy. Great value, too. I highly recommend going during the week or on Sunday for extra savings. It's only $45, which is like, whoa, especially for SoCal. That's a bargain. And I will say my only complaint is that the performers definitely don't really social distance very much from the cars. They do get pretty close, which makes for fun interactions, but I was definitely sketched out a couple of times. So if you want to go and if close interactions like that kind of creep you out, make sure to just keep your windows up. But outside of that, it was pretty fun, man. It was the closest thing to like going through a maze that we're going to get this season. And that's all I got for you this week. This weekend we're checking out the Tunnel of Terror Haunted Car Wash. That's going to be fun. That's going to be really awesome to check out. We're also going to be exploring more home haunts. And I'll keep you guys posted on all that.
Is the drive that you went through, does the music come from the scene or does it come from inside the vehicle?
This one comes from the scene, which is why I kind of recommend keeping the windows cracked. And plus the performers use like thunder jugs, shaker cans, they bang on walls and oil drums to really get the scares. So to get that fully immersive experience, you have to listen to the sound that's outside. And that's something that they could also change, but it's not really that big of a deal.
How long was the runtime?
20 minutes. 20 minutes from maybe 20 to 25 minutes, given like, you know, there was a little bit of a backup at times, but it definitely felt like worth the time, worth the trip.
So it's per car and they don't charge for?
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah, it's per car. Vehicles up to four people are cheaper. Then they have a price that goes up about $10, $15 for vehicles that fit between 5 and 8. And then they have special pricing for vehicles larger than that, which is interesting. It's per car, though, which is pretty nice.
Do the performers have masks on if they're getting close to the vehicle?
They do. And that I will give them credit for. They did a great job of keeping their masks on properly, both over the nose and the mouth. So they did a good job with that. But they're definitely, they got a little close. And I was like,
Yeah. that's a point. It's difficult this year. You know, it's been difficult for a lot of reasons, but I still think that the drive-thrus are good on the one hand because you're not waiting in a giant line. You're not dealing with that whole mess, you know? Right. So especially if you can roll up the window and still like hear sort of what's going on or just crack it a little bit, I think that still seems really safe to me. And that also could be a opening weekend training thing that might get like ironed out.
Yeah. We'll see.
Yep. So the other thing, what haunts are you going to visit again coming up this next week one more time?
We're gonna check out the Tunnel of Terror. That's the car wash. Mm-hmm. We are checking a few more home haunts off of our list, so we're gonna have a video where we kind of compile all these home haunts that we visited into like a vlog style video. And I'm gonna double check my calendar, but I think that's in 2 weekends, but that's it for now. That's all I can find, because I definitely have already visited a lot of the major ones.
Yep.
But I'm always on the hunt. So follow us on Instagram and Twitter for more details on like new things that pop up and come up on my radar.
And it's really interesting too that they're running through November. So now we have Stranger Things and we have this that are kind of breaking that October time frame, which is interesting. I mean, in the UK, they're Europa is doing Hollow Winter,
where they're doing
like, so they're like, we have Halloween, and then between when Halloween ends and our Christmas season begins, we're doing like a separate event, which is both of them together. And there's a little bit joking where it's like, is this really just a something to make it easier for the operations team when they're switching direction, like decorations around, or is it a real thing?
Right.
But that whole season bleed is really interesting.
Yeah,
especially because it's kind of seeing it here.
Exactly. I'm all for it, though. I mean, the more Halloween, the better for me. And then, yeah, if we ever got something like that out in the UK, that would be cool to combine both holidays. Why not? I mean, hell, that's what I love the most about the Haunted Mansion overlay that they would do here with Nightmare.
Haunted Mansion Holiday. Yeah.
Yeah. Best of both worlds from, I think it's like September to December. I loved it. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I'm all for it.
Well, now that we made all the Disney fans really sad, we should probably stop. So I'll check in with you again next week.
Right on. Always a pleasure.
All right. That's it for today. If you have news, please send it to us at philip@hauntedattractionnetwork.com. And please, please rate and review us and send this to a friend and tell us if what we are doing here every day is helpful to you or not.
This is a Haunted Attraction Network production.